Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The movies are back, baby. And if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Ys. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all time?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint, it's the name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies Baby wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies Baby with 5 Ys. Movies Baby!
Forever!
Hello, and welcome back to Race Chaser, a podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning, and then jumping around as we please from continent to continent.
Much better!
From region to region, from viewing zone to viewing zone.
District 12 to District 4.
From sea to shining sea. My name is Alaska. What is yours?
I'm Willem.
Hi.
Hello, listeners. Hello, friends. Hello, co-hosts. Hello,
We're
Dipper.
In the same room.
Same room after 3 weeks away.
Thank the Lord.
You were hustling 14 shows in like 16 days in probably at least 7 countries, right?
Yeah, it was a bunch of places.
You killed it.
Yeah. And then I thought I was going to go have a party weekend in Palm Springs. And then I realized
you made it a day.
I had to go to bed.
You made it a day. You made it a good day.
It was a really nice day.
Wasn't it? It was so cute. Yeah.
Yeah. Your place is really gorgeous.
Thank you. It's so fun. I'm glad you're back in America, though.
The land of Chipotle.
Oh, what did you eat while you were over there? I always just get Pret and get those soups because they have good soup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We rotate between Thai food, Mexican food, and Indian food. So we fart a lot, but we eat really well. So
that's good.
We're really picky because we don't really eat. We kind of like avoid gluten and we don't eat meat. So we're like... So those are the three that we can always find something.
Mm-hmm. Sharon always wants chicken marsala just because of the wine, though. She takes the chicken out.
This is a really great episode.
I was entertained, impressed. My friends were on it. I feel like I was cross-referenced along with you and the girl groups.
Oh, yes. I mean, pretty much.
Yeah.
We were pretty much... spoken about by name.
I feel like we should get a consulting producer credit.
I definitely
hate it when they break up. I've been through it.
We're gonna go across the street and ask after this episode.
You guys, do you need us to sign anything? Because you were obviously heavily referencing.
Cling clang. Oh, it's so nice to see the soundboard again.
Much
soundboard,
better.
So nice.
Much better.
I just want to keep pressing this button.
Honey, don't keep pressing it. That's clearly. The last week we saw the girls perform Snatch Game and they killed it in that too. These episodes have been amazing. And Vivian and Baga have been shining. They had a group win or A dual win? A bye win?
Yes.
A duo win last challenge.
A bye win.
Bye win. By Wong, because Something Wong actually goes home.
Yes.
And Crystal won her first lip sync.
Yes.
I noticed something when Cheryl was walking back into the workroom talking about her outfit from last week. She did a great thing with a wig, which was she wore a non-updo wig as a updo, but she did something right. She French braided it up the back, like how like Ben de la Creme does or something, so you don't see the wefting and the like the little bad part in the back. So props to Cheryl Hole.
Salute, props to you, mama.
Props to you.
What was her look? Help me right.
She
me
had
get
a
the
side
visual.
Ponytail that was very Matthew of braiding hair. And in
sickening.
The back. Yeah, it was great. And in the back, that's what she did to conceal, you know, that it wasn't like a full lace thing. And it was effective and great.
She is a drag queen's drag queen.
360. She could turn all the way around without a safety pin in the back. Jinx.
No visible pin work?
No visible pin work. No dirty spot on the back of the Achilles because you just turned the tights around instead of washing them.
Have you been looking at my feet in pictures?
Never. You have feet?
My knees, my ankles, the backs of my knees. That happened on
Head,
tour.
Head, shoulders, hair, body, face, hair, body, face.
I was wearing these like knee socks and there was an incident where there was a bunch of black stuff on the stage. So my knees were ruined in the incident. And so I just turned them around.
Yeah.
Turn
just
the socks around,
turn the socks around, Effie.
This looks different.
Who was the conspirator that got the stage all black? Was it Bitch or Sharon or one of them gothy girls?
No, it was a visiting entertainer just for that night.
Courtney?
No.
Messy.
It wasn't someone on the tour.
Okay, good.
So yeah.
Yeah. The lipstick message says, love you all. Believe in yourselves more than I believed in me. You've got it in the bag. Love you long time. XOXO STW Something Wong.
House of the STW. Cheryl thinks that it was some's time to hit it, to go to the house.
Mm-hmm. Crystal said that the lip sync is harder than it looks. And honestly,
she fucked the floor.
She did. And she does use levels a lot, which is a wonderful thing. A
lot of floor work.
A lot of floor work. A little Swiffering. I didn't think the lip sync was that good, but Crystal was like, I got to dance like a vampire witch in front of Jerry. That must have been a highlight for her. So that's
true.
Yeah.
Anytime you get to do the song in front of the person, that's got to be exhilarating because you don't get those opportunities a lot.
No.
That's that Dita Ritz moment.
Oh, yeah. Dita did that with Natalie Cole before she died.
Didn't someone do Winona? I've been in love and I lost my senses. That was Chad Michaels, right?
I think it was, but Winona was supposed to be my lip sync.
Oh, are you Plux?
No, I still won. I mean, so I'm good.
Plux.
Yeah.
Pam Tillis?
Pam Tillis was there, yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Not if you watched it.
You stayed.
Yeah.
Shantae, which means stay. And sachet, which means you
get your
leave
shit.
The building.
Yeah.
And you don't compete in the next week.
Yeah, unless we bring you back for story.
Oh, I get it.
Do you think that the Vivian and Baga both deserved their double win last week?
I'm a Vivian. Let's see.
I mean, her Trump, Rue was raving about it so much, but to not award the Thatcher would have been kind of a slap in the Brit face, I think, right?
I think it was a deserving duo win. And yeah. Cheryl is very like, well, I didn't. I didn't really think it was justified. But I thought it was. I thought they were a great duo. Mm-hmm. And they sort of fed off one another. And they were sort of the same, different sides of the same coin.
I think they definitely both enhanced each other's performance.
For sure.
They could have done fine solo, but it definitely helped for sure. So I think Cheryl is wrong for that. The wig was right.
Yeah. A lot of teamwork on Drag Race UK, which I like.
Yeah, they're really cool.
A lot of camaraderie, sportsmanship, working together, working together, working together.
missing that one.
There's this voguing video, and the person who's like filming is like hyping them out, and they like do a move where they like. They're like working together.
Yeah,
it's like, for instance, like the going underneath the legs of the BB and the Nina. Working together,
Working together,
turning together, working together.
I love that.
This transition is cunty. Okay.
Davina has brought up every episode that she feels like people are interrupting her. In this episode, cut to more interruptions, but I think that saying anybody is dominating the space because they're too confident is a valid thing, but it's also a reality show where people are literally fighting for airtime. First, you fought to get on, you auditioned, and then when you get there, what are you going to do? Be quiet, be respectful the whole time. That's a great thing to do, but it won't guarantee you airtime.
Yeah, it's hard because it's not in my personality to be the person who's talking over people and trying to be the biggest thing in the room. Mm-hmm. So I understand where she's coming from. And in a reality setting, you see it happening and like these people are really loud and really extra and they're sort of dominating the, and then it's sort of, it can really easily cycle on itself and you're like, well, I'm not saying enough. So what do I do? So like on Scared Famous, I just decided to get possessed by a demon, which is maybe Davina can do that.
I love that. I didn't know you had a plus one.
Oh, shit. She's always my plus one.
Well, Baga and Viv think they'll be top two this week. And
they're like, top two, get closer, love.
Cheryl is ready to be mediocre yet again this week.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Spelling it out right in the confessional chair.
Mediocre.
Now, you know what they say about a man with a little mix. He's probably sitting on a big old Bananarama. So drag up your life with a man endowed. Because for this week's challenge, it's only girls allowed. Cheryl's pussy falls out of her pants.
Cheryl has an episiotomy where her pussy rips through her pants and then it falls out. And the Brit crew comes in with some tea to let them know that their reading challenge this week is officially the library thing.
Great. This is a great season because it's all hits. Boom, there's boom, no filler. Boom.
There's only 8 episodes. There's not 13. Right. They're not stretching it out.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Snatch game, reading challenge, girl groups live
and the library.
Yeah. Very
into
nice.
It. Such a good
very
episode. Nice. And Rue's outfit, it looks like that embroidered dress that I have a couple of them.
Oh, I love
anything embroidery. Ashish is this designer who's been doing a lot of stuff. I think that's a print though.
The Roseanne blanket suit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So cute.
The Connors.
Yeah. Deep salute.
Totally. And the addition of the teacup for the reading challenge, I think is very appropriate for the UK.
Ooh, the milk is off.
That's funny.
I thought the tea was in case somebody wanted to throw it. I didn't realize it was like spilling the tea or until like in the middle when she smelled it and said the tea is off. I was like, oh.
It's just another prop.
I love a prop.
Glasses, a teacup.
A bag on the face, which doesn't really work. Well. I think all of them pretty much slay it. I was a little surprised by Crystal's win for it because I thought there were some like guffaws from the other girls that were like way funnier. Crystal was funny, but I thought that they were letting her win just so she could pick the teams because they knew that her time on the show was going to be up soon. Because story-wise, I was like, you have no wins and you were in the bottom last week and you're doing a girl group challenge and you don't sing or dance really.
Right.
So I was deducing. And we'll see by the end of this podcast if I was right.
Deductions aplenty. Deducing's aplenty.
Can we discuss, deduce, and
dissect,
and deduce
on a Helix mattress?
Yes.
Very good reading challenge all around.
Yeah.
Very funny stuff.
Baga says much better. We should keep a much better count per episode. This week she says it at least 3 times. Which I love.
She says it in the song. Yeah.
She says it when she sips the tea.
She's aware that it's a catchphrase.
It's so wonderful. And it wasn't really forced because it's something that like is still funny every time.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you think about the rhythm of the reading? Did you notice that?
The rhythm of the reading?
Yeah. To the beat of the rhythm of the read.
Do you notice that it's a different vibe than like a U.S. girl?
U.S. girls, I think, try to be bitchier and with the read. They always go bitch when they are at a loss for something to say. The UK girls seem to have a Davina's timing is dragged out, and it's great because it eventually pops off to the word, but like their delivery is just so like
it's drier.
Yeah, like a big blousy apartment manager woman leaning out her window yelling at somebody, like in like fucking Leeds or whatever's up Northampton or something, like a big blah blah blah, one of those. Like it's funny to me.
Whereas in the U.S., I think the successful ones go for that Paris is burning illusion. They're like, so you want to talk about this, honey?
Yeah.
Or some girls just. A lot of girls in the U.S. rhyme for some reason. They make it into a fairy tale.
The English girls don't seem to be talking out their neck much. The UK girls. There's less of that, which is good because they're all white.
UK and Irish.
Someone DM'd us and said that abortion is now legal in Northern Ireland and gay marriage is legal there. So, and thanks for writing in.
And you saw that the ACLU recently in the States blocked all of those abortion bans. Did you see that?
Wait, what?
Thank goodness.
They all of the Republicans...
Abortion's legal here.
Right, but they were trying to ban it in all of these different states. And so the ACLU just...
Oh, yeah, Alabama,
blocked,
right?
Yeah, they just successfully blocked it everywhere.
Abortion's for everybody. Good.
Tia Vanya.
It's pronounced bag of chips.
Tina Vanya.
Do you know, is baga a name in any language?
Well, there's Baba, which is like Russian.
Baba Fett?
Of Russian fairy tales.
Oh. Huh.
I think baga might be a name. Hmm. Well, now if I Google it, all we're going to get is bag of chips.
Yeah.
She's the world's most famous baga.
Crystal says, the Vivian, proof you can polish a turd, which I thought was very funny, because lipstick on a turd has been the longstanding insult for a lot of drag queens, right? They said that's about someone on some season. I forget which one. Who's the piss witch?
Piss witch?
Who is that?
It's...
Is that a drag queen?
No, it's podcast merch for Sue Casa and Vivian Forevermore. They have a podcast called Calm Down Queen.
Piss Witch.
And they said it one time and it turned into a running joke, so they turned it into their merch.
On podcasts, no one can hear you piss.
Witch. All right.
Yeah. So we're going to take a break and look at this merch. Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
What? I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by, I almost nodded off because this Helix mattress is so comfortable, Helix Sleep!
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
I've had several many Helix mattresses for several many years now, and I love them all. They're all my
babies. I've read the men's room wall.
We have the Midnight Dusk. We have the one for heavy sleepers, and that's also good.
Oh, they're all good.
If you have slumber parties, I love a Helix party. And we are the Helix girls, and we have been for such a long time that we know what works best for us and our bodies. But if you don't know, you could take a Helix sleep quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
They've got models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. Also models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions.
Ooh, plus enhanced cooling features to help you from overheating at night.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door, free of charge.
Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home, so that's why they offer a 100-night trial to try out your new Helix mattress and a 10- to 15-year warranty.
Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners.
Go to helixsleep.com/drag and use code HELIXPARTNER20.
This is their best offer yet, and it's not going to last long.
It's so good, I'm going to say it again. That's helixsleep.com/drag and use code HELIXPARTNER20.
With Helix, better sleep starts now.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. You're literally getting them out of you by speaking them and figuring out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
That's right. And I think, and I've said this before, I think therapy is a very useful tool, whether you've been through something very traumatic or you're just trying to better yourself.
Yeah, and if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. You don't have to leave your house. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Yeah, all the therapists have licenses, so get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit betterhelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
Oh, yes.
Ghibli ready.
Oh, yes, Lucas. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Lucas. Oh, Ramon. Oh, Ramon. These girl groups, which girl group would you have wanted to been in? Vivian.
Who wins the mini challenge?
Crystal did, but we already talked about that because they just gave her that because they knew she was going home.
I would definitely want to be on the Frock Destroyers.
I would want to be on the Frock Destroyers too, because Davina, I knew, is like so very, very talented. And
yeah,
her whistle tones in this, move over Courtney Act.
Courtney is going to see this and destroy her well-appointed UK home.
Thank God she has that face.
She's gonna throw a UK vase through a UK window.
She's gonna hold Wendy hostage with her bare hands.
She's going to drive a Ford Bronco on the left side of the highway
in an opera glove.
Oh, no, the parkway, the motorway. Sorry. Yeah.
Tell us what the maxi challenge is.
The maxi challenge is. And tells the girls they have to create two groups whose first single is destined to be their last.
Love that.
The single is called Break Up Bye Bye. The groups must make world debuts and farewell performances on the main stage. It's so hard to say goodbye, my love.
I never can say goodbye, boy.
Hard to see you cry, my love.
Yeah.
So the queens have to write their own solo lyric.
Yes.
And they have to style a hot group.
Mm-hmm.
And then they need to work to create group choreography. And they record their tracks with MNEK,
mm-hmm.
who's a producer and a musician who's worked with all kinds of people. Little Mix. He
wrote that Little Mix song.
He wrote Touch. He wrote Wasabi. He wrote Living for Love by Madonna. He wrote... he wrote a couple of great songs called for Brayton Bowman. One's called Puff Puff Pass, which is an amazing song. If you smoke weed, it's such a jam. And MNEK has a solo career too. He's Paradise is a great song by him. Look him up. He's an amazing singer and he's super cute. And I loved his blue eyeshadow.
Tia Vanya.
Yeah. Anyone who wore blue eyeshadow that much, I'm into.
Crystal won the mini challenge, so she gets to choose the groups. And I love this shady breakdown. They're like, here, you choose two people, and then everyone else is left over. They're a group.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think she chose well. The Vivian's been killing
she
it.
She did.
Has won a bunch. Is known for her impressions at this point. And Cheryl is the clear front runner for this group.
Danza.
Out of...
She's a danza.
I mean, I would have picked Cheryl probably first.
Rhythm
sure.
is a dancer.
You
and
can
so
feel it
Cheryl.
In the air.
I can feel it everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, very strong and smart choosing. Krista wants to do the rap. Cheryl reveals she's not really a singer. And Vivian thinks that she's going to have to carry the load.
As she looks over at the other team and says, can I join your team? Oh, no. Just like joking. It's like, don't vocalize that in front of your team. Everyone
right.
is realizing at that moment that they're going to lose. And then seeing the strongest person try to jump ship already. Damn.
What about when they were coming up with names for this?
Oh, I like Breastiny's Child.
I like Little Minge.
Little Minge was great too.
So that'll be our girl group when we do Race Chaser Live in
Ladies
the UK
and gentlemen,
and
Little Minge. Hey, and if you haven't gotten tickets for Race Chaser Live yet, you can do so at holytea.net or draggedup.net. We're in Glasgow on the 22nd, London on the 25th, Manchester on the 26th, and Dublin on the 27th. Please come see us.
work.
Yeah. Now these frock destroyers, they killed it. Baga, Davina, and Blue.
Yes.
And the next day, the girls are
immediately after. This all happens quick.
Oh.
Yeah, they have to do it the same day.
Write and perform the same day.
That's not perform, but record.
Yeah, but when you record, you should always pretend you're performing because it makes the recording better.
Okay.
Smile and sit on your balls and put on Barbie doll heels.
Lots of Willem wisdom.
So many. Share a book. Again.
Yes, and they sort of feel like the leftovers because they weren't chosen by the mini challenge winner.
Well, so they were.
Well, what do you mean?
They were the leftovers.
Yeah. So they sort of have an underdog mentality, which I think kind of helps because they're like, you know what? They think they're all that, but you know, we're going to show them what it's about.
Everybody loves an underdog.
And that is very the case with the frock destroyers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are, babe.
Frock destroyers.
Oh, hi.
do
you like these big, lovely tits?
And they've teamed up. They're all wearing these gorgeous turbans, which I think...
with a spit curl. Don't forget the spit curl.
And it's great when everyone decides to commit to a terrible look and go with it.
We've done it many times.
Many times. Never a turban, though. Chanel Perillo tried to push through a turban for a while, and we were like, Chanel, no.
Who am I? Gloria fucking Swanson?
Nothing says unfuckable like a turban.
Oh, my gosh.
Nick Cannon.
Oh, I'd fuck him. No, I mean on a woman. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Oh, when it's not of religious... indication.
When it's more like you didn't do your hair.
So when it's more like, I'm going to wear this. This is trendy. I should put a brooch on it. No, Chanel Perillo. You shouldn't.
She tried wearing
a turban.
Turbans for a moment?
Yes.
Brooch adorned?
Yes.
Okay. She could pull it off, if anyone could.
I can't crook my neck far enough.
I want to see the receipts.
I want to see the receipt so I can return the fucking turban. Hair store doesn't take returns. Never mind.
The divas hit the main stage to record their vocals with MNEK. And first up is Filth Harmony. It's so funny because Filth Harmony is in my file of drag notes.
Cross that out. Here's a red Sharpie.
Right. Thank you.
The Vivian can't spell, which maybe... break is spelled differently in the UK?
It's not.
Do they have as many breaks in the UK, like B-R-A-K-E and B-R-E-A-K?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe so. Yeah.
Well,
she's just having trouble. B-R-E-A-K, break up. She's having trouble with that, which... Now I'm just wearing ladies' clothes and I can't spell break. Good thing I went to college.
Did she? Good for her. They call it university over there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Cheryl,
she's like reading herself, like where she's come to in her life.
Cheryl is doing great with her little rap. And I think that she's got that little it factor, you know?
Yes.
Totally. And it's shining through everywhere.
She may not be a singer or a damn seamstress, but she's a great dancer. And her personality, she is a ball of positive energy. For sure.
Crystal is having a ball, I hope.
Eight ball?
That would be a blessing, I'm sure, because then at least she would perk up a little bit because this singing isn't going very well. So MNEK wants her to rap instead. And that is...
I've never had that note given to me.
I had a vocal once where Courtney said, that's just a scratch vocal, right? And I was like, no, it wasn't. And she's like, oh, you can really go in and do that better and kill it.
You said, it's already on iTunes, love.
No, it was honestly like a couple days before. And she told me to go in and it was for Lace Front. It was The Bridge and I redid it. And I'm so glad I did. I'm so glad that I was told I couldn't sing. Courtney.
God bless.
Like it takes friends to tell you, no, you could do that better. And she did.
And she says it in that super villain accent of hers.
That perfect face with that one eye that gets real serious when she makes them both look at you. Someone should have done that to Crystal and just told her to do something else for this one, I think.
Yeah, it looks like she could be in trouble from this recording. But then we have the Frock Destroyers who they come in their looks and they all seem to be having a great time.
Chirpy.
Yeah, they have team unity for mm-hmm, sure.
For sure. Bag of Slays, she's so funny. She's got these ad-libs. The ad-libbing is always the most fun part of recording because it's like when you hear yourself and you're like, ooh, that sounds so good. Let me be funny too.
Yeah.
And just the despunk my balls. It's
that's from Blue and that shuts down everyone.
Oh, okay. He's a dirty one.
I know.
I would love to see his cash history.
She looks like the little innocent, you know.
He doesn't know what a rent boy
child.
Is.
Child. Mm-hmm. Maybe they just don't call it that.
When your regulars stop paying you, that doesn't mean anything. That says more about you than the regular, darling. is that Davina's whistle tones I hear?
Hey. Davina pulls out her whistle tones and she's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna sing a little bit.
How many months of walking through the airport alone for connections do you think that would take to learn? It took me 8 months to learn how to tongue pop.
Oh yeah, that takes a while.
And it's retained.
And RuPaul does it later in the show and
she just
goes which is how I used to do it too until Alyssa Edwards was like, no, baby, that's wrong, baby. And she kind of taught me how to do it.
A gentle instruction.
She told me the mechanics of it, but it's a muscular thing that takes a while to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the roof of the back of your throat will hurt until you get it right, doing it too much.
Much better.
And if you try to tongue pop too much, the choreography. Would you call yourself a dancer or a singer who dances or a singer who moves?
Moves.
Are you a mover?
I'm a singer who barely moves. However, I've gotten more confident with dancing. Like now, I'm like, if you give me an 8 count or something, I feel more confident that I can learn it or at least fake my way through it.
Uh-huh.
And hit the spots I need to.
I'm a mover and a shaker, which means my movement's kind of shaky sometimes. But I'm the same as you. I can do an 8 count, but don't give me the ands. The ands will kill a bitch.
No.
There's no one and two and three. Uh-uh. That and is for finding your breath and making sure you know where you're going and to see.
What the hell are these numbers counting? 5, 6, 7, 8, 72, 86. I'm not a goddamn mathematician. I'm a singer and a goddamn dancer. I'll be in my trailer.
Carson, come with me.
Oh, that was the wet one. Oh. Thank God I'm wearing the sweatsuit.
Daphne Aguilera.
Thank God I'm wearing the space suit.
Daphne, you were not invited into the studio, but you're a welcome guest.
I was the one who fucked Fred Durst. Actually, I fucked the whole band. Their biscuits were not lit for me. Check out Daphne Aguilera if you ever get a chance, if you have an internet connection.
The best thing ever.
If you're ever on the web.
Davina did the choreography for Blue and Baga, and they all seem really confident that their performance is going to go well.
It's good, and this is great choreo because
it repeats.
Everyone can do it. Everyone can hit it. It's not confounding anyone's mind, so they're completely out of performing.
Yeah. And the choreo actually tells the story of the song. Like when they say bye-bye, their hands are already up. Bye-bye. It's like telling, like pointing to your watch when you mention a time. That's a drag rule. You have to.
Doing the steering wheel when it says behind the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Take the wheel.
All that. Yeah.
Long as you don't forget, tap mm-hmm. your head.
If you know something, you better tap that brain.
You better tap your brain if you are talking about mm-hmm. knowing something.
Yeah. Lay a whisper.
If you say you
got a point.
If you're not pointing, get out.
You better be Janet,
get
Maria, or Nina.
Shit.
You better be a pointer sister.
Get your shit.
I also like on a vocal riff that your hand has to shake too.
Oh, that helps with the vibrato. No, it's like an udder for a boat.
An udder?
A rudder.
Yeah, of course.
Udders.
Rudders too, yeah.
Very excellent choreography, and I'm obsessed with it.
The next day in the workroom, before the girls get ready, they have like this like little war behind the tables. The workroom from across the room, they start yelling trash and smack talk. This is drag.
When they both come in, are you? Yeah. Is that what you're talking about?
Uh-huh.
And it's
still
like
the same day.
It is.
It's yes. The Sharks and the Jets, and they're just across the table. Oh, how'd you do?
Oh, yeah. Well, they said the same thing about us.
They said we were really good.
Oh, wow.
They said we sounded great.
Huh.
He said they were really stunning.
That's what my grandma said. Davina? Oh, sorry.
Alaska. I mean, I'm pretty much, that's me. Right. No, it's not Davina. It's me.
Yeah.
Hi.
The next day, the girls have a totally natural ebb and flow conversation about bullying. They say, how was it growing up for you? Were you bullied?
Right.
Which
and
just seems like it's taking the spot of a conversation that could have happened naturally, just a forced story. And this episode already has so many. I think there was a quota in this episode, like, you haven't gotten all the girls to cry yet. We want them all to cry in one episode. So now we get Davina crying, and there will be more. There will be more tears.
There will be tears.
Yeah, no one's doing a Donna Summer song tonight because there's just tears.
And I'm going to cry because we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
No more breaks. I'm wondering if we could put all of these breaks at the end and then I could just go home early. Are we allowed to do that? Can we just put all the breaks at the end? No, I'm kidding. I'm delighted to be here to talk to you about bullying. I was bullied.
I want to take a moment to talk to you about bullying. / drag.
80.
What, you were bullied?
I was, but I bullied back all the time.
I'm shocked.
I used to get in trouble for fighting a lot, but I would never throw the first punch. I was smarter than that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was bullied a lot. Someone spray painted fag on my locker and it wasn't cleaned up by Monday. So I spray painted the whole locker door. It's stuff like that. I got in a fight over that. There were so many things, but I had a sister who was a year older and she kind of, she was really popular. So most of the people that really fucked with me didn't.
Yeah.
So that was nice. Were you bullied a lot?
A little bit. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't think about it a lot. Mm-hmm. It was a long time ago.
Very long.
Very, very, so long. Mm-hmm. Dorothy, it's been so long. Yeah, I had the often getting called a fag. Never nice. Mm-hmm. Never fun.
Only when their dick's in your mouth. Then it's okay. Because this one boy...
Dipper just co-signed that.
I had this
hefty
boy
nod.
That bullied me, and he made me do something deplorable, and I was into it. He spit on the ground, and then he made me lick it up. It was kind of on the wall near like the bricks where the cement met the bricks of the school, and then I licked it up, but I was hard the whole time.
And you offered to pay him afterward, and he was very perplexed.
It was a win-win, I guess. He felt good. I felt good.
Yeah.
I was not mad. I didn't go to the principal. Section 28 thing that Blue is talking, or that Davina is talking about, apparently in England, they had a bill enacted in 1988, which outlawed the promotion of homosexuality.
Can you imagine?
You couldn't even talk about it. Like, can you imagine not talking about, like, I don't know, like gay people at all.
Our episodes would be really short if we weren't allowed to promote homosexuality.
It'd be crazy short. It would just be Helix ads.
It'd just be, hello. I'm trying to find something on here. Oh, yeah.
Much better.
Yeah, I can't imagine. And this is a really soft moment where it was really nice to see Davina talking about this.
That's crazy that she was bullied, but her teachers couldn't even like stand up for her or address
right.
it because they weren't allowed to even say anything. Wow. Can you believe that? Margaret Thatcher
imagine.
Was not. She was basically Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
Only worse.
Yeah. That lady is not for homosexuality.
She's not for turning the party.
No, she's not.
I didn't know that Davina was a teacher.
Yeah.
And she worked with at-risk kids, I guess, and like the hard, really rotten ones, she says.
Yeah. And then the kids suck up for her when someone tried to come, when one of the students tried to come for her. And that is really, I think it's indicative how a lot of the young generation is. It isn't such a hang up for them. Gender, sexuality, they're like, Well, why don't we stop the Earth from fucking melting?
Yeah, that's priority.
Instead of like beating people up because they want to have a boyfriend instead of a girlfriend. Blue explains that all of her insecurities came from her high school experience, which was 2 years ago. Cheryl, get it? Because she's
two
really
and a
young.
Half. And really Cheryl young. Wants to talk about girl groups again, I think.
Cheryl's like, that was a good chat, guys.
Good chat.
That was a really good talk, everybody.
She
wow.
liked it. Nobody was tipping.
So adorable.
The main stage is upon us, and Rue has legs again.
Yes, Rue is in a neon green and orange asymmetrical miniskirt. And the video message hair, right, that good soft bouncy curl moment.
It's more than a soft bouncy curl. It's almost a scooped lob, a lob with a at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scoop lob.
It's not bouncing.
Hoopla.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hoopla about the scoop lob.
What were you saying about the...
She definitely had stones applied on a net, and then some of the same stones were mm-hmm. adhered to her chest.
Yes.
With
which
a fixative
is
of some sort.
Drag.
It's daring and unusual, and I haven't really seen that method before, and it's pretty cool
for the chest. It's really smart. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Have you ever stoned parts of your body, like aside from like eyes and
yes, Trixie and I stoned my testicles, and that's on my Patreon actually from exactly. We put rhinestones on my testicles and decorated them for my YouTube and for a show in New York. And you can find that along with all the Race Chaser bonus content at patreon.com/Willem. Just look and sign up and see what you like.
Wow.
I've also stoned my armpits, my nipples, and I did a belly button jewel once, but that was just at home.
That was just
on a Sunday.
Yeah. What have you stoned?
I don't know, nothing. Just eyes. I like to do eyes.
No nostrils?
Never.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, daring.
Daring.
What will she do next?
Daring is the watchword for our next bachelorette. good chat, though.
Rue asked Michelle, have you ever wondered what it would be like to be in a popular girl group?
So rotten.
Just the rottenest.
Seduction.
One of the other seduction members was actually really popular, though, Adalis. She was an MTV VJ for years.
Oh, work.
And she was a character on Nip Tuck.
Mm.
The drug dealer's wife. She's really beautiful.
Liv.
Yeah. The other guest judge is our friend Jade Thirlwall.
Yes. Hi, Jade.
Hey, Jade. You are a top of the week.
Truly.
With this powder blue eyeshadow.
She looks so right.
Yeah. She looked a vision.
I think her eyes were glitter or stoned or
probably
something.
A little bit of both. Do you remember in the Power video she had that mix of glitter and stone?
Oh, so pretty.
So gorgeous.
So good. We got to meet her mom, too.
Her mom was really Norma, I think, is her mom's name.
So lovely.
Really great. Loves Malibu rum.
She was like, I need a drink.
And we found it.
And so we furnished, or she furnished, I don't know, somehow we got our hands on some Malibu rum and some pineapple, and we sipped on those while we were backstage.
Ladies
on the
cocktailing.
Set. Right. On the set of the music video for Power on the, where was it, Warner Brothers lot?
Yeah, Backlot Warner Brothers.
So cool.
It was great. And everybody was amazing. All the girls were. They all looked super duper.
Oof.
It was a vision of girl groupery. Unfortunately, the first group that performs in this is not. But Filth Harmony did give it their best. I will say that. I didn't realize how bad they were until... Not bad. I didn't realize how not great they were until I saw the other team. Because they were fine. It's nothing I would have wanted to tip. But
I would have tipped them. Three girls doing choreo? Come on.
Yeah.
I don't care if you drop a few words. But... Here we are. It's the final six. There's not a lot of people left. So this was certain doom for Filth Harmony, unfortunately. And I think it might have been the choreo was too complex.
And
not
too much.
Natural. And so when your brain is focused on that, it's different.
You drop the words.
Right. Yeah. It's different when you're singing because you know if the noise is stopping coming out of your mouth, pretty much.
Yeah.
But if you're just lip syncing, you can feel like you're, oh, I'm hitting it, but my mouth isn't moving with the things. So I feel for Viv in this moment.
Me
the
too.
Viv.
And she started it off, so it was a hard way to get it back going after. But Cheryl tried. She was upbeat. She was perky.
Yes.
She was doing the thing. Crystal just seemed like an understudy at this point. She seemed right. like it was like a put-in rehearsal.
Right.
She didn't look comfortable. And Cheryl said the thing about, like, in the choreo about we can't just do, like, Florence flailing arms
needs
and stuff.
To be fierce. It has to be fierce.
Yeah. And
Now. This is Australian. I don't know why.
The Frock Destroyers, way more cohesive and, like, super pop energy. Just, like, bursts.
Yeah.
Of songstresses.
The other group was just 3 divas in outfits. There was no sort of color or...
It was, yeah, the hair color wasn't the same. They didn't look like they were going to the same party. And a girl group should
totally.
Always look like they're going to the same party.
Totally. Like one was in denim. That's a good way of putting
and
it.
And denim is just, denim makes everything way more casual. And then the other girls look more Tina Knowles.
Right.
You can't do Stonewash with Tina Knowles. And then Vivian had a fanny pack. Where was she going?
To a different party than the other girls.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe that was like a sump pump or like a colostomy bag stitch.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
What about the reveal from the Frock Destroyers?
No.
An amazing reveal.
No.
They were like, yeah, we're making outfits. Are you jealous?
Again,
we're just putting together some outfits, guys.
Which isn't making outfits. It was fashioning garments.
Fashioned. I think it's still cool. Even if it's a piece of fabric covering your look, it still provides some sort of, first of all, it was color, a pop of color, and then we reveal it away and it's our cohesive outfits. I'm
here for it. The fabric was basically see-through. I'm giving it a dispute.
See, we don't always get along over here at Race Chaser, but we do respect one another.
Yeah. I respect how solid you are in your wrongness. I really do.
I want to see the receipts.
Do you,
Match man. I just saw a messy man.
Do you think the judging is easier and more fair because the teams are the same songs? I would say yes.
Because sometimes there's two different scenes.
But it's the same material. Like Hot and Tuckahoe, that was kind of the same thing with a couple different words.
Right, but sometimes they're vastly different. Like on All Stars, there was like the
one you won,
Thelma and Louise,
oh,
and
there
then you were up against, you know, whatever happened to Baby Jane, who was up against something else. So sometimes you can really suffer.
Do you talk about that zombie thing?
Right. There was also on that. On another season of All Stars, there were two different girl groups and they had two different songs. And one song was just like way better and way cooler and way catchier. And so that team obviously won.
Oh God, remember the Princess song challenge where they made Katya do Princess Diana?
I remember.
Was that All Stars or her season?
It was All Stars.
That challenge was terrible. The material for that,
Oh.
Who were you?
Eve
from the Garden of Eden.
Thorgy was Stevie Nicks.
Different.
That was a different season, but that was like the women of rock. Women of, you know, like
Fifi
pop star women.
Artemis?
Athena. What? Now you're just ordering
Joan
Greek.
Of Arc?
No, she like a Greek.
She was Joan of Arc.
She was?
I thought somebody else was Joan of Arc, and then they went home.
Fifi.
The Fiefster.
Alyssa was Annie Oakley.
Yeah. Tongue pop.
Yeah.
If you tongue pop 3 times, she will appear.
Suddenly I'm dry.
Alyssa or Cheryl will appear in the mirror behind you.
Hey, we're going to take a break. Bring it to the
runway.
Runway.
Runway. Runway.
Ooh.
Great runway, a day at the races.
Great theme. I expected, honestly, more equine effects. Only one girl had a horse. No one came out as you. I was kind of...
I'm the Vivian. She always turns it with a runway look.
She looks splendid. And I would like to add that that dress is fucking lined. So, yep. I mean, it is. It's giving her shape. The face is impeccable. The hat stays on. It doesn't move. It's not going anywhere. I don't like the wig line. It's a little round for my taste. But other than that, kudos.
You can never come for her runways.
Uh-uh.
She looks great.
And she painted her shoe to match this time.
T.
Cheryl looks very casual Kelly.
If you squint, this is Alyssa Edwards. Squint.
For sure, yeah.
Squint.
I'm
it
doing
is Alyssa
it.
Edwards. There's nothing wrong with that, but she knows her shape and her silhouette that she likes, and she's
doing it,
delivering it.
Yeah, I just think that shapeless ruffles on a runway, it's just like she could have done so much more, and Michelle is right. It is a pedestrian look.
And we get RuPaul's
now, Crystal.
Love it.
Crystal must have been smoking something when she came up with this, because this is very creative and Jade loves it. It's kind of like Club Kid meets Ascot. Would you wear this?
Would I wear it? Yeah. For what?
I don't know. A gig?
As we were watching, I mean, it's cool, it's impactful, it's creative, and it stands out. But as you were saying, there's a couple little, like, there's a couple, like, the bows aren't on the arms, which was perplexing to me because they're seemingly everywhere else.
Yeah, it feels like this outfit could have done with another day at the embellisher a little bit. And,
sure.
Yeah, I other than that, I think it's cool. At least she went with something different instead of just like a, you know, an Essex girl at the races type of thing.
Sure. It stands out. And the hat's really fierce. Then we have Bag of Chips. She's doing the, Jinx always says there's like two signature poses that a drag queen does on a flyer for like a show. And it's the mouth wide open.
Jinx's promo shot season 5.
Just catching flies in your mouth. Uh-huh. She's literally, her mouth is wide open the whole time. You can't even see her teeth.
Screaming
she's
queens. And she's got this this flower thing on her head that's very Priscilla Queen of the Desert.
Very Priscilla.
But Elizabeth Taylor did do a shape like that, and Fran Drescher did the shape like that in a white légère dress at like the Emmys in 96 or something.
Ooh.
She did all flowers on her head, including lilies, which are a big flower.
Just, I love Fran Drescher.
Fran Drescher
so
was dreshed
much.
That night.
Dreshed.
I love her.
Honey.
And her husband's
put
a fag.
Put the coins on the Drescher.
And hit the
hit
kids.
Hit the door.
Next, we have Blue Hydrangea.
This, I love it from the waist up, but from the knee down, it's just as boring.
You have a problem
me.
With a palazzo?
Yeah. I
She's
do.
Letting the top speak, though.
I understand, and it's supposed to be horse legs and stuff, and four legs of the horse with all that. But like, it's there's no tit. It's not giving me a great shape. I like the top, but it just feels very Excalibur Vegas.
I like it. I think it's cool, and I think it's a clever choice. She likes to do something really impactful and crazy, like the eyeball, and then balance it with something very simple that doesn't pull focus. I'm here for. I like it.
I understand, but without that horse head, that outfit would have been run out of town, darling.
Oh, yes. Clumped out of town.
Away the glue factory, which is where Davina's...
Glue Hydrangea.
The Davina look is divine. It's the big pattern of the star on the, like, the scarf, the shoe with no heel, like a horse hoof, everything. The inventive way she remade the jockey silhouette with, like, the flaps that move.
Very drag, very pretty. It's evocative of a horse and a horse rider. It's sexy, it's fun, it's clever. It's a deep salute.
The evocation was there for sure.
So evocative.
Yes. Now, the judges tell everybody what they already know, basically. The Vivian's told that she didn't do well, and she kind of... It's the first time we've seen her really cry and be, like, not confident for once.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
It's hard for her, and we see her exterior break a little bit. which I think is good for a competition like this. We want to see that.
For sure.
Cheryl gets some great feedback and she cries because she's not in the bottom three, and girl groups mean a lot to her.
They mean so much to her.
Yeah.
Crystal is told she was overshadowed and felt like the other
member. Yeah, but Cheryl loves girl groups.
The only thing I don't like about this is they shade an iconic performer who has Grammys in her own right for her gospel album and with Destiny's Child. They shade a former guest judge of RuPaul's Drag Race America, Michelle Williams. Someone denounces that Crystal's the Michelle. And Michelle gave us such hits as...
I just saw a messy man.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
When Jesus Say Yes.
When Jesus Say Yes, featuring Beyonce Knowles Carter. I don't know. I just think saying someone's Michelle is bad, but mainly because I went from the Beyonce DWB to the Michelle of AAA. So I see it as more of a critique on my own. Baga was great. I mean, all around this week, she is killing it. Great song, great outfit, great runway.
Yes. Blue is, they tell her that she has showed new sides of herself.
Just the energy, how she broke out. And like she kept up with all those girls and nobody was sticking out like a sore thumb at all. In, what is their group's name?
The Frock Destroyers.
In Frock Destroyers. Davina is, told that, you know, she shined, of course, because she did. Do you think she stood in those shoes the whole time?
Yes.
Have you ever worn the heelless shoe?
Heelless mattresses. yes, I have worn them. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a workout. They're not uncomfortable, but it's a little bit of a calf workout.
Yeah, I wore them, but my problem was they were on carpet at a party at the Zenoti store. And I was like, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Doing those on carpet is not easy. At all. Now, we're going to cut to the wide, it seems. We have some intel from the production deck. They're on the fourth floor. They're going to messenger it down as soon as it's ready. I think the elevator's stuck. But they're going to take the fire exit with this riveting breaking intel. Because you do know...
I want to see the receipts.
We had an elevator break... On
the tour? No, who was in it?
All of us.
Huh. No. Patrice?
It was a stage where the only way you could get to the stage was an elevator. There were no stairs. So
City?
It was the end of the show. We had just done curtain. I can't remember. But we get in the elevator and we're going up and then it goes and does the like quick drop. So we were like, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck. So then we hit the button and went back down. And I said, okay, I'll take the next one.
Damn, that's scary.
Yeah.
Poor Paul McAvoy.
Thank you.
All his dolls.
Oh my gosh, is that the intern with the intel?
It's hard to scrub on the app to get to the right spot.
Are you trying to show whether she's wearing the shoes or not?
Well, this is a scrub-a-dub flub if we can't find it.
It's right here. Hold on.
Oh.
I guess we could just ask her.
We do know her number.
Are you saying that she's shorter?
Yeah.
Yeah, she might have taken them off.
But then in her individual judging, she's raised back up, much taller than everyone else.
I respect that.
Yeah.
I mean...
I know Willem's Zenotes fill with blood, and she never complains about it. But I think take care of your skeleton, divas.
Yeah, for sure. The untucked break in the workroom is just more girls crying and Cheryl interrupting.
Who all has cried?
Davina cried earlier in the episode. Cheryl cried on the runway. The Vivian cried on the runway. Crystal starts breaking down, but then Cheryl interrupts her. Blue? I don't think Blue cried.
Blue? Not today. No.
No, but maybe about Ireland a little bit and bullying. Did he cry?
I don't think she cried.
Well, okay.
But we almost got everyone.
Yeah, that's
a... It was a lot of tears.
A pretty good mix.
Lots of tears!
The winner of the challenge is a three-way win between Baga, Blue, and Davina, and I'm here for that.
Okay. Okay.
Well, here's the thing. When I go to a Little Mix show, I don't think to myself, I don't know specific...
Little Minge. Justice for Little Minge.
Justice for Little Minge, for sure. Yeah. I don't remember specific things where I was like, oh, she killed it. I just remember like loving everybody. Like, and
sure.
I think it was a great way to award everybody without nitpicking, because that it was a close challenge either way with that girl. Like, I could have seen all three of them winning. Blue for coming out of his shell and delivering, Davina for killing it, and then
Baga
was hilarious and great. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, but I think this was Davina's week.
Oh,
she,
yeah.
She showed so much vulnerability early on in the episode. She did the choreography, which I think was the most successful part of the whole thing. I don't know. And it sort of devalues the Rupeter badge to be giving them out to three people in 1 week,
or
to half of the people on the stage
or
in 1 week.
Or promotes it for DragCon sales.
Girl, I will have one of those Rupeter badges, and I don't care what I have to do to get it. So ladies, keep an eye on your vests, because I will get my hands on one.
I did want to note that Jade's comments were all very constructive, and even when wrong, she stood resolutely by, sitting pretty. When she said, I didn't feel like she gave enough, and Michelle was like, she had a horse on her head. She said, yes.
That is true, Michelle.
Jade was very correct and fashion forward, and you know, she said some wise things.
Completely. What a great judge.
Yeah.
And like, how nice for her, because she
loves
the dolls.
Worships.
She loves drag so much. It's like her favorite thing.
She's been to DragCon. I mean, yeah. I literally walked out to go get her at the convention center, walked her in. She hung out and she's like, okay. I was like, who else do you want to meet? She's like, oh, well, I'd love to meet XYZ.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'll walk them up to that booth and that booth, texted that person's manager. And then I think that was one time, the last time Theron actually talked to me, because I texted him and I was like, hey, Jade, blah, blah, blah. And she got to meet Rue. And now, like, cut to a couple of years later, she's got, like, her dream job on Drag Race.
This is a huge moment for her.
Doing pop-ups.
And we love her very much. Salute. The three divas win, and the bottom two are Crystal and the Vivian. And they get to lip sync to Power by Little Mix, which is a video that we are in.
Oh, so fun. You look so great.
We do look cool. What a fierce video.
Fierce. And I lost that wig. So sad.
You did?
Yeah, it was in a wig with another bag, with another vanity. That was, and another wig. And I left it in the Dallas-Fort Worth airport. Oh, so sad.
We play
Jade's posse
of
homegirls.
At a gay club.
Yeah, it's very, we were all planning to go out after the shoot too and party, but it got so late that we didn't, and Jade was so sad, and I was like, but this is what we'd be doing at the club anyway, just like dancing and kikiing, and it was actually almost more fun than going to a club.
And hitting that drop.
That drop took multiple, many tries.
Who got the power?
Now drop on Power, but make sure you don't fall in the hole, because that was all uneven ground right there of cement. It was a lot.
It was danger drag.
It was.
And we were on set for about 12 hours, and then we were in front of a camera for about 10 minutes.
For the close-up, which was the last shot of the day.
We all had beards popping out, growing.
But we look great, and they play this on the videos at their concerts. Now, I have a problem with this song and the performances by the girls that lip-synced, because when a song is so...
What?
When a song is so clear that it's, you're the man, you point at the other girl. And when they say, lay down, you gotta lay down. You know, like, you gotta do these things. They're rules in drag.
I think the Vivian did a serviceable job, seeing that she was in a fitted, knee-length dress. It's hard to be a pussy popping floor working diva in that outfit.
Okay, but come on. When it's you make the rain and you don't even do rain fingers.
So you find that to be a dispute.
I do enjoy Crystal fake peeing.
I know you enjoy Crystal. What about the episode?
Shut the fuck up. I'm trying to make valid contributions.
It'll never get old, but now she's not on the show anymore.
I know. Fuck diamonds. Try Crystal. What a way to make an exit. Salute, Crystal. We love you.
We love you very much, Crystal.
Welcome to the family. Can't wait to meet you and skeet you.
Wow.
Well,
Dick will apparently not make you sick.
I'm trying to build relations between the UK and America.
That's right.
And you're just tearing them down.
She's from Canada.
Same thing. thank you so much for joining us on Race Chaser this week. We promise to continue to attempt to provide you with award-winning content on Wednesdays. And then Friday, we do something completely different. Hot goss.
Right. And if you are in the UK and Ireland, don't wait. Get your tickets today for our live shows in November. You can go to holytea.net or draggedup.net. We would love to see you there, divas.
Glasgow 22nd, London 25th, Manchester 26th, November 27th is Dublin, and I am Willem.
And I'm Alaska.
And you can rate our podcast and comment about how pleasing to the ear it is and subscribe to make sure you never miss a single episode.
We have bonus video content available on patreon.com/Willem. Sign up to be a patron and support us. Just search using the hashtag RaceChaser and you can watch the videos a la carte.
And if you like Instagram, we're on there at Willem, at the only Alaska 5000. And our Race Chaser podcast is at RaceChaserPod. And don't forget to use the hashtag RaceChaser when you post. You could also buy it on a hat at Drag Queen Merch, and you can send us communication there too. Don't DM me on Grindr. That's not what that's for. I don't want to hear that you're a deep friend of the pod on Grindr. I want you to be a deep friend of my fucking fanny.
Wow,
that's a button.
You've really taken command of the language.
The British. That's see what nice. I'm doing? Yeah. The fanty.
Put it deep in Willem's fanty. I love that hat though, Dip.
Yeah,
that's the new Race Chaser hat. They finally came in.
Yeah.
Do we have any extras? I want one.
You can get some.
I'm going to go to dragqueenmerch.com and look for Race Chaser and get some goods and services.
Sounds like you have a busy day. We should wrap this up. Send us a DM at racechaserpod@gmail.com.
Yes. Bye.
Race Chaser.
Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever.
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck, available on iTunes.